Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody today. I want to thank Pastor Homer for stepping in and taking over last Sunday when I couldn't be here. Pastor Homer, thank you for doing that. Also, I just kind of want to make one little announcement, and that is that in the 10:45 service this morning, we're going to be celebrating communion. So if you would like to come back and share together in communion, we invite you to do that. This morning, I would like to have you open up your Bibles, if you would, to the book of 1 Kings, 1 Kings, chapter 3. I want to speak to you very briefly this morning on the subject of an understanding heart. What is it that you want most of all in life? Now, just stop and think about that a minute. Some people are going to say, well, I want happiness. In our society today, people are going to say, I kind of want job security. Some people are going to say, I would like to have wealth, or I would like to have fame or popularity. What is the thing that you want to have the most? In the Old Testament, we read about a guy named Solomon, and he was kind of faced with this particular issue. And God had promised him, look, I'll give you anything you want. You just simply ask, and I'll give it to you. Solomon was David's son, and David has died, and Solomon is ready to take over leadership of the nation of Israel. And so he's confronted with this issue of leadership. What is it that you want most of all? And Solomon responds to that question with chapter 3, verse 9. Let's look at it. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. So give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, to discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this great people of thine? Give me an understanding heart. You know, an understanding heart pleases God. Whenever we begin to not ask for stuff in regards to this life, but begin to ask for the area of wisdom, and an understanding heart is a heart of wisdom. But whenever we begin to do that, God pours out an amazing blessing on us, just as He has promised in James chapter 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally. And so God will pour out His wisdom on us. And an understanding heart then will have a heart that hungers for the principles of God and desires to do things in the manner that God would have them done. I want to share with you four things this morning about an understanding heart and how God just kind of brings these things about in a person's life when they seek for wisdom and for understanding. The very first thing is this: an understanding heart cares. An understanding heart cares. Millions of people don't really care about others. They care about themselves. You know, or they care simply about their family. They don't care about the overall creation that God has made. But they're just very self-focused, very self-centered. But when God enters the person's life, He begins to make people understand how valuable everyone is in God's scheme and in God's plan and in God's program. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, we're told that we can cast all of our cares upon Christ, for He cares for us. Well, He does. He cares for us as individuals. And we can cast all of our burdens on Him, and all of the things that that are difficult for us, we can give to Him. Now, what He does then is He takes and replaces our cares and concerns with His. And that means then that He gives us a heart that cares for the circumstances and the situations of others. A heart that cares when there are homeless individuals. A heart that cares when there are people who are struggling with physical issues or emotional issues. A heart that is really concerned about the plight of others. You see, God cared so much for us that He gave His only Son to die on the cross that we might be able to have life. You see, He was reaching beyond Himself to us and to others. And then that's the kind of a passion He puts in us as well. Once we receive Christ, folks, if we don't care about others, we have not received Christ. Because that's impossible to receive Christ and not be concerned about the lost and not be concerned about the hurting or the suffering, not be concerned about the sorrowing. If we don't care about those things, we have not entered life in Christ. It's that simple. And so we need then to go and get honest with God and get blunt before Him and honest with ourselves. So an understanding heart cares. The second thing that an understanding heart does is that the understanding heart dares. In other words, the understanding heart, the one that is seeking the passion of God, steps outside of what our comfort zones are. And we begin to get ourselves out there for Christ. Have people ever accused you of being too religious? If they haven't, you're not living a witness for Christ that honors God. Because that's what the world's going to do. The world's going to look at the true believer and say, ah, they've gone overboard. They are way out of line on this religious thing. You know, I believe in God, I just don't follow Him. You know, I just don't get fanatical about my belief in God. Well, you know what a fanatic is? A fanatic is someone who loves Jesus just a little more than you do. That's what a fanatic is. If we have not been accused of having too strong a faith, we're not living the life of Christ. Remember, everywhere that Jesus went, what happened? There was almost always some kind of riot that went on. And people who thought, this guy's crazy. He thinks he's God. You know, but Jesus dared to step out regardless of what people said, regardless of what people thought, and He proclaimed the truth of His Father. And folks, that's what we need to do. As believers in Christ, we need to step out and dare to be like Jesus Christ. An understanding heart will realize how valuable that is and how important that is. And Christ gave that kind of a witness knowing how man was going to respond to Him and what His quote-unquote earthly demise was going to be. So the understanding heart dares to be different. When mankind was lost and without hope, Christ became involved. That's what we need to dare to do, to become involved in the plan of God. Number three, an understanding heart as well spares. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 39, we read these words, "He that loses his life for my sake shall find it." He who loses his life, he who gives up his will and his passions in order to take on my will and my passions, God says, is going to be the one who finds life. Because our life is not about this existence. Our life is about where will we spend eternity. Will we spend it with Jesus Christ, or will we spend it separated from Him? That's what our life consists of. That's what our decision is. And so the person who truly has an understanding heart will spare their own life, literally, by giving it up for Jesus Christ. Many people spare to seek to spare themselves misfortune and loss, even at the expense of others. They will cheat people, they'll steal from people in order that they don't come up on the short end of something. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's not the type of sacrificing that Jesus did for us. He didn't spare himself, but instead he gave himself in order that he might spare others the pain and the disappointment of an eternal lake of fire. An understanding heart will spare their own will in order to help others. We must be willing to suffer loss in order to gain life. And then number four, an understanding heart shares. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." Give, and it shall be given unto you. We're entering into the greatest season of the year for giving, the Christmas season. People will get very generous hearts. I often think of the shoebox ministry, and what an incredible opportunity that is to share and to be able to give to someone who's not going to get anything else. What a great opportunity that is. And for the various charities, how over the Christmas season, so many, that's their greatest time of the year to raise money, to be able to help other individuals. The Red Kettle folks, the Salvation Army, they're often their year of being able to help people by providing meals and clothing and various other things. Their ability to be able to do that year-round depends on the generosity of people over the Christmas season as people share. But you want to know something? The true believer shares year-round, not just at the Christmas season. But when they see a need, they give. And you know how God responds to that? He pours out upon them blessings. And that becomes an incredible thing. With some people, they're just ready to receive a smile, a kind word, a good deed. They're not quite so ready to help someone else out. And yet Christ gave himself that we might enjoy the gift of salvation and that we might have the privilege of having life in his presence forever. He is sharing with us everything. So why don't we share a little bit? Why don't we share our moments? Share our lives with Christ? Why don't we share our skills for the kingdom of God? Let's just give of what we are in order that this life might be a little easier for someone else. So give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of thine? And it was pleasing in the sight of the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment and to understand justice, behold, I have done according to your words. Behold, I have given you a wise and discerning heart, so that there has been no one like before you, nor shall there be one to arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor. You can't out God. So it's just better to give him everything you are, and he will respond with everything that he is. For he is a generous, spirited God. Let's stand. Our gracious Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the worship team, and as they shared this wonderful music with us that just brought us into the spirit of worship, we thank you for them. Father, thank you for each one of these who have come out today, and Lord, who are seeking day by day to live for you and to walk in your paths. And Father, I pray that each of our hearts might be enlarged, that each one of us might have a heart that is understanding and realizes, Father, just as others fail and are frail, so are we. And so, Lord, help us to have an understanding heart, to be able to judge and discern wisely our lives in this world. Now, Father, please watch over us the remainder of this day. Fill us with your grace, with your power, and with your love. And Father, we'll give you thanks, for it's in your glorious and holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here today. Please give us a moment to get to the back and have a great day in Jesus.